This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geist are here with me. And this is how you know your weekend has officially begun. When we open up the phone lines and you get a chance to call in to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 60 days, here are the phone numbers. 314-969-KTRS. 1-888-550-KTRS. It would help if you've been paying attention to the news of the last week, or maybe with Valentine's Day coming around the corner, you know about things with the word love in them. But even if you don't and you want to take a shot at it, give us a call, and you can play. We need five contestants, each of whom will get to choose from one of five categories and answer five questions to win, well, not five prizes, but a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. This will be an interesting one because my voice is still not all the way back. But here we go. Everyone that plays today, if you wish, gets tickets to tomorrow night, Science on Tap at the St. Louis Science Center. It's presented by Naked Bacon.
Bacon.
I know. It's voted best bacon in the country by Food and Wine Magazine. The event will feature over 80 beer tastings, science demonstrations, live music, and food from Naked Bacon and others. You can buy tickets going to the St. Louis Science Center website.
Okay, but we have free tickets for everybody who plays today.
Yes, we do have tickets, and that's for tomorrow night. Also, you'll have a chance at winning a pair of tickets to Killer Queen. It's a tribute to the music of Queen, and that's Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available now at MetroTix or FamilyArena.com. Also, right across the hall, we have the Playhouse at Westport, and they are featuring, coming up, Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Yeah.
And we have tickets for Valentine's Night, Tuesday, February 14th at 8 p.m. It's been nominated for three Tony Awards. It's Pump Boys and Dinettes. So if you'd like that.
Now, if you get all five of the questions in your category correct, you get a couple of bonus prizes.
That's right. We're going to give you a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. You just flip on the switch and feel the breeze. Breezy Buddy is great for women going through like menopause or your little hot flashes, or men who just want to cool down on a hot day. You can check out their all their products at BreezyBuddy.com. And I don't have my Candici's copy.
Okay. Well, it's a $50 gift certificate to Candici's restaurant.
Yes, Manchester and Holloway.
Okay, so that's what you get if you win by getting the clean sweep on the Harris Challenge today. And now let's meet our very first contestant. Hi, Amanda, how are you?
Just fine.
Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the five-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to your friends, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. What do you got?
Well, if you're not doing anything this weekend, go see I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change at Act Two Theater or the Ice Fishing Clay at West End Players Guild.
Okay, very nicely done. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, Amanda, and you go choose from the first of the three categories that will appear here of the five total that we will get to. Category one is always, have you been paying attention? Then category two, with Valentine's Day around the corner, we have Movie Love. Or you can have the Grammys.
Movie Love.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Amanda. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What Disney movie was about a VW Beetle named Herbie?
The Love Bug.
Correct. What movie starred Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal and fits this category?
Pass.
Who became famous because of the movie Deep Throat?
Skip.
What movie, remember the word love will be in all your answers, what movie co-starred Al Pacino and Ellen Barkin?
Skip.
In what Stanley Kubrick Cold War comedy did Peter Sellers play three different roles?
Oh, man. The Dr. Strangelove.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. What movie starred Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal and fits this category?
Love Story.
That's correct. Who became famous because of Deep Throat?
Linda Lovely?
That's correct. How about the movie with Ellen Barkin and Al Pacino?
Not Son of a Woman. Al Pacino. I don't know.
It's called Sea of Love. Sea of Love. That was the movie in which I decided Ellen Barkin was going to be my future ex-wife. Amanda, you got everything but the four-pointer, so a total of 11, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
Hang on, and Dan will explain all the prizes you've gotten, and we'll go to our second contestant now. Hello, Al.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You want to plug something?
I wish I had something to plug, but unfortunately, I guess we'll do the whole police officers, firemen, and men and women in our military service. Let's, show some respect. I guess that's
okay.
All I got.
All right. Which of the categories do you want? We have you been paying attention? The Grammys, or our new third category, TV love?
I'll take, have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Al. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state was devastated by tornadoes this week?
Louisiana.
Correct. Which 63-year-old supermodel is returning to the pages of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue with her 31-year-old and 18-year-old daughters? Who announced this week that after 24 years, he will no longer anchor NBC's primetime Olympics telecast and be replaced by Mike Tirico? For 2 points each, name the two former St. Louis Rams who played for the New England Patriots when they won Super Bowl 51 on Sunday night. Say that one.
Long.
Yeah, Chris Long.
Chris Long.
Which 200-year-old company, which produces about a third of the world's tequila, is seeking more than $700 million in its IPO in Mexico?
Oh, boy.
Name a big tequila brand.
Jose Cuervo.
That's correct. That is correct. The 63-year-old supermodel is Christie Brinkley, who will be back in Sports Illustrated, and it's Bob Costas, who is being replaced by Mike Tirico, and Danny Amendola is the other former Ram who went on to much greener pastures in Bill Belichick land and now has a Super Bowl ring, which he was never going to get in St. Louis. So, Al, you got 5 for Jose Cuervo. You got 2 for Chris Long. You got 1 for Louisiana. 8 points makes you a winner. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. Dan will explain your prizes while I move on to our third contestant. Hello, Jimmy.
Good evening, sir.
Want to plug something?
Do I want something?
No, do you want to plug something with the 5 second?
Jimmy Paul, the Rocket 88 band, local band. You can book us at 314-638-6200. Do Motown, classic rock, oldies, R&B.
And I am enough of a music historian to know what your band is named after. The very first rock and roll record was called Rocket 88, written by
Chuck Berry.
No. Ike Turner.
That's what I meant to say. I don't know why I said Chuck Berry. It was the first muscle car.
That's true also.
Yeah. If you go to our Facebook page, I've got illustrations of that.
All right.
Rocket 88 STL.
All right, Jimmy, we have 3 categories for you to choose from. We have the Grammys, we have TV Love, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
I'll go with the third one. I don't know if I'll get anything right, but it's at least you got a multiple choice.
Okay, that's the trap many people have fallen into before you. Let's see how you do. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did the SLU Billikens not lose Wednesday night during a road trip? A, the game. B, their head coach. Or C, their bus?
They lost their bus.
Yep. What didn't they lose? The bus, the game, or the head coach?
They didn't lose the head coach.
That's correct. Which Ocean's 11 star announced this week that he and his wife are expecting twins? Matt Damon, George Clooney, or Scott Kahn?
Clooney.
Correct. In what state did a town called Henrietta pull a footloose by canceling a Valentine's dance because it was 300 feet away from a church? Was it in Oklahoma, Alabama, or Arkansas?
Oklahoma, Alabama. I'm going to say Alabama.
It was Oklahoma. Which TV network is being rebranded as the Paramount Network? HGTV, Spike TV, or Freeform TV?
Freeform?
Spike. Which of these is not going to happen in the sky this weekend? A meteor storm, a lunar eclipse, or a comet flying past Earth? a meteor storm. But tonight, if you stay up late enough tonight, you can see both a lunar eclipse and a comet flying
past Earth. Right, I didn't get a chance to answer. I was going to answer this.
The time ran out on you, though, there, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm sorry about that. But but don't go yet, because let me tally up your points. You got one for the bus and two for George Clooney, but only 3 points total. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, if you don't get at least half of the 15 available points, so 8 or better, you don't win, but you do get punished. And so with Valentine's weekend here, well, I thought we'd have a nice, delicate, soft love ballad for you.
The Dan singing it?
No. It's Bill Murray. Jimmy, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend and good luck with the gigs.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for playing. And we move on now to our fourth contestant. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
Yeah. The Parkway North Lady Vikings are playing Kirkwood tonight, so go Vikings. They lost to them in overtime at Christmas time, so let's beat them tonight.
All right. Do you want the Grammys? And I should say this is really Grammys history or TV love.
Man, I don't like either of them, but I guess I'll do TV love.
All right. The word love will appear in all of these questions about, or all the answers to these TV questions. 60 seconds on the clock, Gene. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What dating game show used to be hosted by Chuck Woolery?
Oh, man, I know this. The Newlywed Game?
The Love Connection. Remember, love will be in all the answers.
Okay, gotcha.
On what sitcom did Brad Garrett play Robert Barone?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Correct. Which Happy Days spinoff starred Scott Baio?
Tony Loves Chachi.
Correct. What 1970s TV show was truer than the red, white, and blue?
Love American Style.
That's right. Who starred as Melinda Gordon on the TV series The Ghost Whisperer?
Courtney Love.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
Well, that's okay, Gene. You got the 2, the 3, and the 4. That's 9 points. And you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Hang on while Dan gets the paperwork together for you. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
Sure. I always enjoy Fridays, but my favorite part is listening to the Harris Challenge on the ride home.
Thank you very much. Give them the prizes.
Yeah.
We're not doing the suck up and win?
No.
All right, Ted, we have one category left. It's called Grammys History. And with 60 seconds on the clock, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who holds the record for the most Grammys by a female artist at 27? Is it Aretha Franklin, Alison Krauss, or Ella Fitzgerald?
Ella.
Alison. Who holds the record for the most Grammys won by a band at 22? Is it U2, The Beatles, or Simon & Garfunkel?
U2.
Correct. Who was the youngest artist to win the Grammy for Album of the Year? Barbara Streisand, Alanis Morissette, or Taylor Swift?
Alanis Morissette.
Taylor Swift. Which album won the most Grammys in a single year? Supernatural by Santana, Thriller by Michael Jackson, or 21 by Adele?
Thriller.
Supernatural. Which of these did not win Grammys for Record, Album, and Song of the Year in the same year? Carole King, Christopher Cross, or Frank Sinatra?
Did not. Frank Sinatra
did not. Carole King did it in 1972. Christopher Cross did it in 1981. And just to go back over these, Alison Krauss has 27 Grammys, way ahead of Aretha, who's like got 18. U2 has 22 Grammys. The Beatles only have 8. Simon & Garfunkel, 7. Taylor Swift was 20 when she won the Grammy for Album of the Year. Alanis was 21. Barbara Streisand, 22. Supernatural won 9 Grammys in a single year. Thriller won 8. And 21 by Adele won 7. So let's recap here. You got the 2-pointer and the 5-pointer and just missed the threshold, Ted. I'm sorry to tell you, that means I have to punish you as well with Bill Murray. And genius and rolling over in her grave. And Dolly Parton, who's not in the grave but wrote the song, also not happy. Ted, thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you. If you want to play the Harris Challenge, join us next Friday right around 5:15, or check the archives on my website and go back and play along with any Harris Challenge from the past couple of years. That's on harrisonline.com.